The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Another week, another exciting time for doing business, getting out, talking to prospects, bringing more people on. There's change. Change is happening all the time to somebody. The trick, of course, is figuring out how to handle that change. And change doesn't come easy to we human folks. It's something that is wonderful if we create it, but more often than not, change happens because something else happened. There's always changing circumstances, and those changing circumstances can change a person's business. What they do, of course, is they change the view of that business, and they change the view of that business by people who might be the customers, who might be potential prospects. They change the view of that business for the person who owns the business. So change is about us all the time, and handling that change requires bravery. We have to stand up, deal with whatever the situation is at any given time. And today, I just wanted to let you know that everybody goes through it. If you're dealing with it now, everybody's going through it at some stage, and everybody has to find the right way to deal with it for their particular circumstance. If, of course, you're a person who doesn't handle change very well, it's a good idea to find a friend. Yeah, finding a friend doesn't necessarily mean finding a friend who's not good at handling change. We've got to find somebody who can help us handle the change that's happening at any given time. If we feel uncertain, if we're not sure where to go, not sure how to deal with a given situation, we need to find somebody who is skilled at handling change so that they can give us advice that might actually work for us. Lots of times if we find a friend who isn't skilled at it and we ask for advice, we might find ourselves in a worse situation than we were before we started. What was worthwhile looking around and finding the right person to provide the advice to help us out? That can mean, of course, that you might have to talk to a number of people to find out that they aren't the right ones and move on till you find the right one. That's business. It's finding out who's good at doing whatever it is that needs to be done. And when it comes to business, you've most likely invested your entire life in this thing. Let's make sure the business gives you back the life you want. As I often say to folks, the very first thing your business should give you is a life. And if it's not giving you that life, have a good look around and figure out why not. It can be in these circumstances that all that's required is a very subtle change, whatever it is that you're doing at this particular point in time. And those subtle changes that are made can bring enormous results. They can deliver outcomes way beyond expectations. It's just making the right change. And as I say, it can be very subtle. Simple little changes often deliver huge outcomes, huge results. And there are plenty of circumstances and plenty of people who have provided us with that view that little things make such a big change. So how can you have a good look around your place and see what changes might be made? First, have a look to history, okay? Look at what's happening now and then compare it to what you've done in the past. There's probably three potential outcomes. You're doing the same, you're doing not quite as good, or you're doing better. Now, whatever the outcome of that, you've got to ask yourself, am I happy with that? And if you're not, make the appropriate change to, okay, I want it to be better, I want it to be not quite as busy. Whatever the outcome is, look clearly at that. And in the end, it's all about what you want. So it's all about you. Then what steps are going to make that change for you? It could be that you're busy and you're not sure why you're so busy. You're happy that the business is doing well, but why are you so busy? Well, perhaps you're trying to do too much. Maybe you need to hire somebody. So if you need to hire somebody, look clearly, who I want to hire? And by that, what skills does this person have to have? What does the person need to bring to the business? Is it somebody that you need to put on as a full-time employee? Can you sign this as another small business person provides the service that you're after? There's a myriad of ways of doing this, and that all comes back to understanding really clearly. Do I need somebody else to help me understand these things? Am I seeing it clearly? If we're uncertain that we're going to make a good decision, that there are probably professionals out there who can help you. So getting this week off to a good start means that next week is also going to be better for any situation that you might have. If you want to talk about it, pop online, we'll have a chat, see if we can find you some answers and allow you to move forward having a much happier week.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.